Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. A federal agency is scrutinizing California's coastal management practices. Richardson Bay's last illegal boat resident was placed in housing. Friends of an immigrant detained during a routine check-in call for support. Flock cameras are removed from the campus of Stanford University, and San Francisco is chosen for next year's Vogue World Fashion event. A federal agency is reviewing California's policies for managing its coastline. State officials fear the action could diminish the state's role in decisions over the development and protection of its natural resources. A review was ordered in May by the U.S. Department of Commerce. It'll be conducted by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. What they'll be looking at is California's Coastal Management Program. The program was established in 1978 under the Federal Coastal Management Act. That law allowed all states the right to review permit requests from the federal government for coastal projects. That includes offshore oil production, pipeline maintenance, desalination projects, undersea cables, spaceports, and deep seabed mining. According to the California Natural Resources Agency, all these topics are at the center of an ongoing federal effort to expand development along California's coast. The national agency is requesting public input. Virtual public meetings are scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, with written comments accepted through August 22nd. Information is available on the website of the California Natural Resources Agency. Marin County officials gathered last week on the edge of Richardson Bay. They celebrated the completion of a temporary housing support program and the placement of the last person living illegally aboard a vessel in Richardson Bay. Partner agencies included the Marin Housing Authority, Marin Health and Human Services, and the Episcopal Community Services. The program was run by the Richardson Bay Regional Agency, a joint powers authority that includes Belvedere, Mill Valley, Tiburon, and unincorporated Southern Marin. The project began in 2023 with $3 million in state funds. Back then, about 60 people lived aboard vessels, but people have been living in Richardson Bay since the 1970s. The regional agency also operates a vessel buyback program where abandoned, derelict, and sunken vessels are crushed in the recycling operation in Sausalito. 8 months after the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency detained an immigrant when he reported for a scheduled appointment, a rally was held at the site where it happened. In 2024, 33-year-old Leo Oliveira Xavier sought asylum from Brazil. A year later, he was detained during a scheduled appointment at ICE's federal office in San Francisco. Last week, a small crowd of family, friends, and immigrant rights groups gathered there. A line of people waiting for their own immigration appointments watched from a sidewalk. A GoFundMe campaign has covered Xavier's legal representation while he remains in detention. Supporters are now hoping to raise an additional $20,000 for his bond. At the start of July, there were 19 Flock cameras operating on the campus of Stanford University. Today, those cameras have been turned off and physically covered. Flock cameras take photos of license plates in a system that can share data with other law enforcement agencies. Their presence on campus raised students' concerns over surveillance, privacy, and legality. Over 1,000 students signed a petition opposing the cameras, according to a university spokesperson. By early September, the cameras will be replaced with GenTech equipment. That system does not share data with third parties or store images on the cloud for more than an hour. Anna Winter, the editorial director of Vogue magazine, announced Thursday that its global event, Vogue World, will be held in San Francisco next year. In a statement, Winter said, "There's a history of rebelliousness here, as well as incredible innovation. I love that San Francisco has always stood up for its values and the things it believes in." Mayor Daniel Lurie said the event will be an opportunity to showcase San Francisco's local designers, musicians, and small businesses. The annual one-day event features high-end runway shows, musical performances, celebrity guests, and fundraising events for local charities. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.